An anti-immigration group is running ads in Alaska calling on Senator Mark Begich to oppose any new comprehensive immigration package. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, Senator Begich is dismissing the ads as outside spending.
The group Numbers USA says it aims to educate voters in states with senators who could play a pivotal role in the coming immigration debate. The group started airing this ad throughout Alaska this week.
Who thinks Senator Mark Begich's plan to bring in foreign workers to take Alaska jobs is a good idea?
Not me.
Who wants him to support a Senate proposal to bring millions more immigrant workers to America?
Not me.
Who thinks Senator Begich should support amnesty for illegal aliens, giving away Social Security benefits?
Amnesty? Not me.
Will Mark Begich put jobless Alaskans first? Call him and ask him.
Roy Beck is the executive director of Numbers USA. He says Senator Begich has been tight-lipped on immigration since arriving in the Senate 4 years ago, except on J-1 visas. Those allow foreign students to work in Alaska for the summer on student visas. Fish processors say the industry needs foreign workers who are willing to work the hours and for the pay. Beck says he doubts the need for J-1 visas.
It is a sellout of American worker if he trades his vote and votes for the entire amnesty and this huge increase in foreign workers. Because anytime you increase the number of foreign workers, you drive down the value of wages for the American workers.
A group of 8 senators is crafting a comprehensive immigration reform package. It would create a path to citizenship for the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants living in the U.S., so long as they paid fines and back taxes. Beck dismisses that as amnesty, but Senator Begich calls it a step in the right direction. He says the new ad is full of lies.
I don't support amnesty, and I don't support giving away Social Security benefits to illegal immigrants, so I don't know what they're talking about.
But he does agree with Beck that his vote for an overall package depends on whether J-1 visa reform is included.
We want to make sure this is done right, and if we can't get this in, it may hinge on that.
The Senate reconvenes from a 2-week recess on Monday. The group could introduce the legislation as early as next week. Most expect debate to begin in earnest in May. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.